The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Tragic development in the Jay Slater case. A body has been found in the search for the 19-year-old 1 month after the British teenager disappeared in Tenerife. I'm joined on the line by senior journalist with the Daily Mail, Nick Pisa. Nick, good morning.
Good morning to you.
Will you bring us back to how all of this started and how the alert was raised?
Yeah, so this all started a month ago, June the 17th. Jay, who is from Oswaldwistle in Lancashire, had arrived in Tenerife for a festival called the New Rave Generation Festival. It was his first holiday abroad, and he was with two of his friends. And like any youngsters, they just started partying at this festival, which I say began on the Friday, and it ended on the Sunday. And now he was last seen by his friends at a nightclub called Papagayo's at around about 5 o'clock in the morning on Monday, June the 17th. And we know that he then got into a car and was taken up to a village called Masca, about an hour away from Playa Las Americas. We still don't really know why he got into that car, because his hotel was 10 minutes away. But nevertheless, he got there, told his friends he was there. And then around about 8 o'clock in the morning, he decided to come back to Playa. He asked a local about the bus times, was told that he'd missed one. And then for some reason, he started walking the wrong direction up the hill towards a barranco, as they say in Spanish, which is like a ravine or a gorge. He walked half a mile up the wrong way. And then for some reason, it appears now that he turned off that road, headed down into the valley. We think probably because he thought he could take a shortcut to the sea, which was where obviously, and head back to his resort at Playa Las Americas. But it seems that he appears to have got lost on that trail, and from what we understand from the civil guard, has taken a fall, and his body was found in a inaccessible and remote area yesterday morning. And in fact, they had to use a helicopter to winch it away.
Now, the search has been going on for, I suppose the full month, but the intensive search for the last couple of weeks. Why do you think it's taken so long, and what was the breakthrough?
Yeah, well, they said that they were, well, they actually stopped searching, they say, on the 29th of June, so after 13 days. But the press release from the Spanish authorities says that they carried on discreetly searching. I think they were focusing in particular on that area where his phone pinged, but they didn't want a huge clamour. And they, I think they wanted to use their words, avoid excess noise, which is, we had a lot of social media, TikTokers and armchair detectives, conspiracy theorists, all tramping up there. And they were keen to break away from that and focus their attentions on that area where the phone last pinged. Although I must admit, having seen the video of where he was found, it looks to me, I mean, how I walked that trail, and the trail ends after about just under a mile. And he seems to have gone a lot further into the gorge than we initially thought. And I say, it is really inaccessible. Mm. It looks like he had to use, well, he did, a helicopter to winch his body up from possibly looking like the bottom of a ravine up and away to the local hospital, where a post-mortem will be carried out, we expect, today.
Now, because he left in a car with somebody, there's been speculation that third parties are involved in some way in his disappearance.
Yeah, that didn't really help at all, to be honest with you. I mean, there's a load of conspiracy theories around, and the parents were really upset by all this sort of stuff. They said it sort of took away attention from the search, and they just wanted to focus on finding their lad, who they said was a loving teenager, hard worker. And yeah, all that noise did bring undue attention onto them. But they seem to have been focusing, say, the search teams on the area. And we know that yesterday, in fact, they did bring in a specialist search team from Holland with dogs to help find Jay. And they were given items of clothing from Jay's parents to help in that search. And I understand from speaking to that Dutch search team, they began searching, but literally an hour later, they were called by the Spanish authorities to say that there was no need for them, and they had sadly recovered Jay's body.
All the speculation, you know, talk of drugs and missing Rolex watch and all of that,
yeah,
that has conspired to kind of trash Jay's reputation.
Yeah, so it's difficult to draw, you know, sort out the truth from the fact here. I mean, we do know that there was allegedly somewhat a watch stolen, because I know that a report was made to the police, but who lost that watch is not clear. We also know that the guy that he went to the Airbnb with, the guy called Ayub Kassin, he was a convicted drug dealer, but he was spoken to a few days ago, and he said that Jay arrived alive and he left his Airbnb alive. So obviously there was some suggestion because of these conspiracy theories that there was a criminal element. And we should stress, obviously, that Ayoub has absolutely nothing at all to do with it, as far as we know. And the police are stressing as well out there in Spain that there is no evidence of a criminal element at the moment.
All right. Well, the identification is not formal yet, but there seems to be no doubt this was the body of Jay Slater that was found.
Yeah, well, they have his possessions there, which I understand is personal effects, you know, phone, wallet and clothing and those sort of things. And so I understand there'll be a post-mortem probably today, and then the body will be repatriated later this week. And I understand the family will probably be looking to get a second post-mortem just to double-check everything is as the Spanish authorities say it is. I mean, they are saying that it looks like a tragic accident.
Nick Pisa, senior journalist with the Daily Mail. Nick, thank you very much for joining us on the programme.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.